A jolly good show. While Jack was getting ready for the show in the theatre, people were arriving outside. Some came on foot, while others drove up in posh cars. A lot of people were talking with a strong Lancashire accent, while a few of them had a posh accent. There was one rather cross woman who was shouting at a bobby outside the theatre, but most people were cheerful and looking forward to a jolly good show. The audience were in their seats, looking at the red curtain in front of the stage. They were waiting for the curtain to be raised. Then the show began. Did the show begin late, or was it on time? It began on time. The curtain was raised, and Jack Harding walked onto the stage. He was wearing a posh black suit, a white shirt, and his black top hat. The audience applauded when Jack the Magician came on stage. "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen," Jack said from the stage. "Please welcome my potty assistant, Poppy." Jack smiled at the audience and pointed to his right, but Potty Poppy came onto the stage from his left. The audience applauded again and laughed when Jack was looking for Potty Poppy on his right, while she was standing behind him on his left. "I'm right here," Poppy shouted. Jack turned round in surprise. "How did you get here so suddenly? It must be magic." "Yes," Poppy said, "I'm quite chuffed at being a better magician than you." The audience thought all this was jolly good fun and laughed again. "Did you hear that?" Jack asked the audience. "She said she was a better magician than me. I'm gobsmacked." The audience laughed a bit and waited to see Jack's first magic trick. "For my first trick, I need someone with a gold ring. Who wants to come and help me?" A woman from the audience stood up and came onto the stage. "Hello," Jack said. "What's your name?" "Just call me Jane," she answered. "And you've got a gold ring?" "Yes, you said you needed one." She held a gold ring with a big diamond on it up for everyone to see. "That looks beautiful," Jack said, and took off his top hat. He turned the top hat over so that everyone could see that there was nothing in it. "Now then, Jane," Jack said with a smarmy smile, "I've always wanted to have a nice ring like that. Please drop it into my top hat." Jane laughed and dropped the ring into Jack's top hat. "Very good," Jack said. "Your ring is in my top hat, isn't it?" "Yes." "Look into the hat and tell me if it's still there." Jane looked into the top hat, but the ring wasn't there anymore. It had disappeared. It had vanished into thin air. "The ring has vanished," Jane said loud enough for everyone in the audience to hear. Jack looked into the top hat and was surprised. "Oh, no," he said. "I haven't even started my trick yet. Where's your ring?" "I don't know," Jane said. "You told me to drop it into your top hat, and that's what I did." "Then someone must have stolen it," Jack said. "We need the police." He took some paper from his pocket and wrote something on it. Then he turned to Poppy. "There's a bobby standing outside the theatre. Take this chit to him and tell him to hurry." Poppy hurried out with a chit and soon came back to the stage with a bobby. Jack told the bobby what had happened. "Well then," the bobby said and put the chit in his pocket. "If the ring was in your top hat and you were holding it, then you must have stolen it." He took out some handcuffs. Jack held out both his arms and the bobby put handcuffs on him. "Give me your hands," Jack said. The bobby gave Jack his hands, and then Poppy put a black cloth over their hands and the handcuffs. "Appearances can be deceptive," Jack said. "I didn't steal the ring. I think you took it." He lifted his arms up and pulled off the black cloth. To everyone's surprise, the handcuffs were now on the bobby. "Have a look in the policeman's front right pocket of his jacket, Jane," Jack said. Jane put her hand in the pocket and exclaimed in surprise. She held up her hand for everyone to see. "It's my ring," she said, glad to have it back. The audience was amazed and applauded enthusiastically, while Jack helped the Bobby take the handcuffs off again. Then Jack thanked Jane and the Bobby for their help. Jane and the Bobby left the stage again. Was the Bobby cross with Jack? No, he wasn't. He thought the trick had been jolly good fun, and he felt quite chuffed at having been on the stage. He knew that he would probably never take part in a magic show again. The audience became quiet again and looked at Jack, curious to see what he would do next. "Potty Poppy," Jack called. "Who are you calling Potty?" she answered. "You're Potty yourself, putting handcuffs on a Bobby like that," she said while the audience laughed. Jack looked cross. "This is my stage and I don't have to listen to this," he said crossly. "Now look at you," Poppy said. "All cross because I told you you were Potty for putting handcuffs on a policeman." "Enough of this," Jack said crossly. He pointed at a large box that was standing on the stage. "Get in there," he said with a smarmy smile. "Why?" she asked cheekily. "I've had enough of your cheeky talk. It's time for you to die." Jack opened a door at the front of the box and Poppy went in. Then Jack closed the door again. "You see," Jack said to the audience with a smarmy smile, "Poppy really is Potty, or she wouldn't have got into the box when I told her it was time for her to die." There were several long swords next to the box. Jack took one of the swords and pushed it through a small hole in the side of the box. There was a loud noise from within the box, and then Poppy screamed. Jack quickly pulled the sword out of the hole again. The sword was red. Something red ran out of the hole and down onto the stage floor. "What have I done?" Jack exclaimed and quickly opened the door. Poppy was in the box looking very cross. "You broke my ketchup bottle," she shouted, holding up a bottle of ketchup. "What am I going to put on my chips now?" "Oh, shut up, you," Jack said. The audience laughed loudly. Jack took the bottle of ketchup from her and closed the door again. He looked serious. He pushed the sword through the hole in the box again. Then he pushed another 5 swords through other holes in the box. This time there was no noise from the box. No one screamed. "Ha," Jack said, "do you hear that?" "No, I can't hear a thing from the box. Potty Poppy must be dead now." Then he opened the box again. The audience were amazed to see that Poppy had vanished. There was no one in the box. "Well, I'm gobsmacked," Jack said. "What a waste of a good assistant." "Call the police," someone from the audience shouted. "We want to see you in handcuffs." Jack reluctantly took his mobile phone from his trouser pocket. "I don't think you'll see me in handcuffs this time. I expect Poppy will be around here somewhere. Maybe I should call her on her mobile phone." Moments later, a mobile phone could be heard ringing at the back of the theatre. Everyone turned to look where the ringing was coming from. A woman stood up from one of the seats at the back. She held her mobile phone up in the air. It was Poppy. The audience laughed and then applauded while Poppy came back onto the stage. "How are you feeling?" Jack asked her. "I'm gutted." "Why?" "What do you mean, why? You just tried to kill me because I called you Potty. I never tried to kill you when you call me Potty." "You vanished." "Yes, of course I vanished. Who'd be so daft as to stay in the box when you're pushing swords into it?" "I think you should have stayed. That was part of the trick." "Well, I'm not that daft. What would you have done?" "I would have stayed there." All right, Poppy said. Get into the box and I'll push the sword through the holes. Quick, the curtain, Jack shouted. The curtain came down on the stage, and Jack's part of the magic show that evening was over. Both Jack and Poppy felt chuffed that the audience had clearly enjoyed the show. What did they say? Jack asked the audience to welcome his assistant Poppy. While he was looking for her on his right, she came from the left and shouted that she was there. Jack turned round in surprise and asked her how she had got there. Poppy told him that she was chuffed at being a better magician than him. Jack asked the audience if they had heard this and said that he was gobsmacked. Then he asked if anyone with a gold ring would help him. A woman from the audience came onto the stage and asked him to call her Jane. She showed Jack the ring. Jack said it looked beautiful and told her to drop it into his top hat. Then he asked her to look if it was still there, but Jane said it had vanished. Jack said that he hadn't started his trick yet and that they needed the police. He told Poppy to take the chit to a bobby and he asked her to hurry. Bobby said that Jack had stolen the ring and put handcuffs on him. But Jack said that he hadn't stolen the ring. He used magic to put the handcuffs on the Bobby. Then he told Jane to look in the policeman's front right pocket. Jane found a ring. She held it up and told the audience that it was hers.